is the UR Business Network.
Welcome to Making Headway on the URB Business Network. This is your host, John King, president of Headway Strategies Consulting, based here in the Boston area, bringing you today's show. Making Headway provides entrepreneurs, executives, and managers with information about emerging or current topics that could have a significant impact on their business. At the conclusion of the show, a blog will be posted, which contains a summary of the show, as well as the contact information for the host and subject matter experts in the event that there are follow-up questions from the listeners. Today's topic is networking through the Chamber of Commerce, or why join a Chamber of Commerce. This topic should be of interest to all businesses and organizations that want to maximize their recognition in the area where their business is located. Our guests today are Deanne Healy, CEO of the Peabody Chamber of Commerce, and John Soames, Director of Greater Beverly Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Deanne and John.
Thank you, John.
Our producer today is Lauren Culp. Thank you, Lauren. And before we start, Deanne and John, could you give us a brief background as your experience and how you got in to be involved with the Chamber of Commerce?
Sure. I got involved purely by happenstance. I had spent 15 years in the hotel industry with Sheraton Hotels and Resorts as their director of reservations and marketing analysis. And at that time, partner marketing was becoming a big thing. And then I happened to see a posting for a job opening that was close at our home and went in and talked to the folks at the Chamber of Commerce, and it's been history ever since. So I've been there for about 12 years now.
Okay, great. Great.
My background would be I've been with the YMCAs for the last 20 years, which is a nonprofit, and as you know, most Chambers of Commerce are nonprofit organizations. And I also had my own business on the side as well, which was Soames Properties, where we managed a lot of different apartment buildings, vacation homes, and things like that on the side.
Okay. That translated into your work here, both of your work here at the Chambers. Well, I got to tell you, when I was starting to put this thing together, I was thinking about back what I thought the Chamber of Commerce was when I was a kid. And my view was it was a bunch of guys sitting around a table. And again, I'm a little older than you, but so you'd have to be guys at that point, sitting around a table with three-piece suits and with cigars and talking about things that had to happen in the community. Now, having been involved in both of your chapters for almost not quite a year, but almost, I haven't found that to be true. it's a very open group and been very helpful to some of the things I've been trying to do and at least made some introductions. So anyway, I want to tell you my perception is not what it was when I was a kid. But maybe you could start off and just talk about how the Chamber works to support businesses in the communities.
Sure. Go first. Basically, we work with a lot of smaller businesses, and we also work with medium and large. But when a business comes to our Chamber of Commerce, what they're looking for is support. And a lot of times when they start up, they're looking for, marketing materials. They're looking to do like a ribbon cutting. They're looking to get recognition in the community. And that's one of the things a lot of businesses tend when they first open up, they don't really get those marketing materials that they need. They don't put that in their budget. A lot of them don't have 5-year plans. A lot of them don't have, they don't do a feasibility study. And it's a lot of the things that we try to help them out when they first open up. We do a lot with social media. And we also give them probably close to like $3,000 in marketing materials to make sure that they get the recognition, brand recognition that they need in the community. They're going to be recognized. People are going to know who they are as soon as they open up. So we do a lot of different things like that. So that's just a couple of things that Chambers do.
We do very similar. Small businesses absolutely need the marketing support and help getting the visibility in the marketplace. But I think another key initiative of most Chambers of Commerce are advocacy. Any individual business owner, if they have an issue, say, at City Hall, they go knocking on the door. It's one business that's complaining. But as part of the Chamber of Commerce, if there is a issue in the business community, the Chamber of Commerce, representing a larger group of businesses, has much more clout to advocate for change. And that's where we see, big role.
All right. Now, I know the Chamber of Commerce is an international organization. How many chambers are there in the United States?
In the United States, there's about 3,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. how are you funded?
A lot of different avenues. We have a lot of sponsors when we do events. We do have a membership. And the membership we try to keep very affordable for our members as well. And we also run events. And some of the events we have are fundraisers, but they're also big, giant. They could be large networking events where we bring a large group of business people together where they can make connections, but also have fun while they're doing it
okay.
as well.
Okay.
Yeah, very similar. I mean, we're basically membership-driven, and it's a voluntary organization. But what you'll find at some chambers of commerce, they actually have a relationship directly with their city government, and the city actually will pay a portion to help fund the Chamber of Commerce in their community. No. That's not how ours work, but it does happen out there.
Do you get anything out of your?
We do. They do a little bit to help out, you know, make sure that that they're being more involved with the Chamber of Commerce as well. So the City of Beverly helps out a little
so
bit.
So y'all have a liaison of somebody with the mm-hmm. with the city that yeah. that does yeah. Does work with you on
right.
that.
Right.
But a lot of us will sit on a lot of committees in City Hall as well. So we have, like, the Parking and Traffic Commission. We have this ECDC, different types of groups like that. So we're involved a lot with the city and what's going on. We'll head out to a lot of the City Hall meetings, you know. And the City Hall as well, they have a lot of people that will come to our events as well. They'll sit on some committees as well. So they're more involved. So it's a partnership, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, how does the Chamber of Commerce differ from the Better Business Bureau?
Well, the Better Business Bureau is about company ratings and gathering feedback and that type of thing. But a Chamber of Commerce is more active working with the business to kind of promote themselves and develop community connections. In some ways, we do act as a local Better Business Bureau, because mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll find the same thing, John, is
yeah.
that we, you know, when there's a problem with a business in the community, local residents will call you for referrals, call you to get a background check on somebody. And if there is a business that's operating that's maybe not up to par or having some shady practices, mm-hmm. you hear about it. Yeah. So it comes locally that you can give that feedback.
So what do you do in that situation?
If they're a chamber member, we usually try to intervene, and sometimes it's just a communication issue.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the way an employee is handling a problem. We try to help resolve it between the two parties. If it's not a chamber member, we really don't get involved as much.
Yeah. So usually if you're a chamber member, if there's a complaint about you in the community, a lot of times those business owners won't even know it, or it could be one of their employees that are doing something that could be, well, maybe not a well business practice and things like that, that might be doing something wrong. It will come to us, or at least we'll hear about it, and that way that we can reach out to the owner and let them know that there's something that they might need to correct on their end.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's good. I mean, it gives you some perspective of how you can work with the community and help protect, you know, people in the community as well,
right.
as you work with that. So let's talk about some of the programs that you offered, and we talked about some of the benefits that you provide, but some of the programs, and I know that you've got one in Peabody where you have a consulting time every month
mm-hmm.
where somebody can come in and from I'm not sure where they're coming in from.
They're coming from the Enterprise Center at Salem State
okay.
College. So we offer free business counseling once a month, and it's really been great. And you don't have to be a chamber member to take advantage of it. It's a partnership that we have with the Small Business Development Center. And it's just great. You know, as John had mentioned, a lot of our members are sole proprietors or small businesses who are just starting out. And they know their product or their service very well. But what they don't necessarily have the expertise in is all areas. And you have to, as a small business owner, you have to know how to market, sell, do accounting, do mm-hmm. operations. And they're usually good at one or two of those things and not all. But if you sit down for 90 minutes with somebody who can give you an unbiased look at your business, they can sometimes point you in the right direction. Sometimes small business owners try to be all things to all people, and this will help them kind of focus back on one direction, what they're good at.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they usually it's a great thing because it can kind of set up a business plan for them and maybe a five-year strategy plan as well. And a lot of businesses, when they, especially the sole proprietors, you know, they work extremely hard. Sometimes they don't have that set up for them.
Yeah. I mean, one of the programs I offer is what we call entrepreneurial mm-hmm. strategic thinking. And when you're an entrepreneur, I mean, you're a chief cook and bottle washer.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
If you
yep.
If you want something published, mm-hmm. you have got to create it. Mm-hmm. If you, you know, you want to meet with somebody, you've got to make that arrangement.
Right.
So it is a multifaceted thing they've got to try to manage. So I think that's good that you have those programs. The American Business Magazine published an article from the Shapiro Group, if I have that right, that talked about local chamber of commerce is reviewed as a as an effective business strategy. What have you seen from that and some of your members who've been in the program for a while?
You know, it really all comes down to, in most cases, how active you want to be involved. You know, I just back up for a minute. Most businesses join a chamber, I find, for one of three reasons: for the advocacy, for the networking and marketing, or just to be a good community member. But if you really want to grow your business through the chamber, you need to get involved. It's getting out there. It's meeting people in, you know, just what we were talking about before, you know, in comparison to the Better Business Bureau. Usually, you know, businesses that operate on the fringe or have shady practices, they don't join the Chamber of Commerce typically. Mm-hmm. It's typically people who want to, you know, have credibility, make a commitment to their community, and they want to build relationships locally and support other local businesses.
So that leverage, that leveraging of the networking and maybe even in some cases the advocacy is what drives people to join.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll even reach out to some people that have been in the business community for a long time, but they've never been a chamber member. And when they finally end up joining the chamber, they find it refreshing. They're like, wow, I just met all these people. And then when they come to a networking event where this could be like between 30 and 50 people there, a lot of those people will be like, wow, I didn't even know you were in this community. And then they found it to be refreshing. They said, wow, I've met so many new people because of this. And they actually have an opportunity to grow their business because of that as well, especially when you do the business-to-business type model in our community where we try to encourage people to shop locally and also make sure you use your chamber members as businesses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know you have something on your website, which is Hot Deals for chamber members. So.
Right.
I don't know if you have one for that either, John.
We have one that we're building right now. We have a new website, and that's supposed to be a new page that we'll be adding. But we do a member-to-member discount type program.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's a you know, an excellent reason to join. You recoup some of your membership dues as you go forward with it.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, that's good. So the leveraging is really important of the networking, the advocacy, as you said before, and being able to be a good community member, get recognition in the community. I know when we moved to a town we live in right now, back in 86, we didn't know anybody. And my wife went down to sign my son up for Cub Scouts, and they said they needed a Cub Scout leader. And she said, that's okay, John will do it. And I came back and obviously was not as enthusiastic as she was about it. But it turned out to be really a good move because we're a small town, and I got to meet a lot of people that I still maintain contact with.
And, you know, and networking comes in many shapes and forms, you know. And I think that's where, you know, a chamber with a lot of their events, as John said, the business-to-business networking opportunities, it's really about just putting faces to names, understanding who's in the community, and figuring out how you can work together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think also people like to do business with people they know.
Absolutely,
And that's very important. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do those kinds of services, that you're going to be in the forefront of the public eye all the time, and you're going to want to see that. One of the things that's changing in our world right now is obviously the internet with the virtual businesses that you can, you know, go out and research something and then find something you like, and you can order it, and Amazon will deliver it by a drone in the future, but maybe just by UPS right now, and you'll have it in a couple of days versus going to the store. And I find personally when I go and look at the internet, I think I spend more time searching in some cases than I do driving to the store and getting what I want. But be that as it may, you do a lot of research on it to see what's available. How do you think that affects the chamber membership and that more virtual presence versus a storefront presence?
Well, right now we're doing a campaign right now where we're trying to encourage people to shop locally. It helps the businesses in the community. It helps the business community as a whole. It makes your community stronger through the economy and so on. So we think that it's real important that, you know, for people to continue shopping locally, do business to business. The businesses that are in your local community, they're the ones who support your local community. And that's what one of the things that we're really trying to encourage people to do. And as you said, you know, I've done that in the past. You know, I went to go look for something, a certain item, and you can spend hours, you know, just researching that item, trying to find the correct item, what you need. And you don't really have that person-to-person type, you know, where you can ask questions to that one person face-to-face. And you know, that's one of the things I noticed. PB does that as well. You guys do that big push for shop local campaign you like, and that's a great thing, you know. And that's one of the things that the chambers do. They support it. If we do not do that, who else is going to support the small businesses and run these campaigns?
Right. You know? And so you want to try to promote those folks, most folks, as you go along with that.
The other point I'd like to make, too, is that when somebody is on a Chamber of Commerce website looking at their business directory, they're specifically looking for a business in that community. They've already made the decision to shop locally, to your point. And so now they're looking to see who they can actually buy from or who provides that product or service. So that's why, you know, it's a great resource for the local community as well.
Okay. And are there different levels of membership that you can be in your various chambers?
You know, I think it differs from chamber to chamber. You know, the original model that's been around for many, many years that you'll see it fairly common is based on the size of the company. Is commensurate with how much they pay, you know, fair share model. And now you see a trend towards going towards a return on investment and having certain benefits associated with what people want to pay. That is a membership model that the Peabody Chamber recently went over to in the last couple of years.
Yeah, we've been doing that a while ourselves. And it depends. Like, you could have a sole proprietor, it's just one person, and they're paying a certain rate, probably a lot less than some of the bigger companies. But you have a bigger company that could be like a hospital that could employ thousands of employees. Well, with their membership, when we do an event, any one of those employees can come to the event. So I think a lot of it has to do with how big the company is.
Okay, and I think that's fair. The fair share is an entrepreneur.
I think
that's better than if I were competing against Leahy Clinic. That would be tough. Okay, how has social media affected the chamber concept? I mean, now you all have social media platforms that you work with, and the like. But how do you think that affects the chamber now? Because people can find things on social media that they might not have looked at before.
You know, social media is just another tool. So, you know, some people do it well, some people don't do it so well, but it's a great format for us to be able to engage with the community, get information out there, showcase our members, share things that are happening. So it's worked out very well for us.
Yeah, I agree. It's been great for our chamber as well. It's a nice way to promote events. It's a good way to get the information out to people. And the other nice thing is once a year we'll do like an educational seminar for our members on social media. So they have a better understanding of how they can use that pretty much a free marketing tool to help promote their own businesses.
Okay, great. So we're almost at our 2-minute warning here, and I wanted to get a couple things out before we wrap up. How do you see the chamber concept evolving in the next 5 to 10 years?
Basically, I think lately we've been seeing a lot of smaller businesses coming into the community. Our offices are located in the Cummings Center. So we've seen a lot of smaller business, young entrepreneurs, sole proprietors that are coming in that are really looking for that support. And I think people are starting to recognize that there is a need for a Chamber of Commerce for their business. If they didn't have a Chamber of Commerce, they would be struggling in certain avenues and certain areas, especially marketing and social media. And the other thing is, if you look at some communities that do not have a Chamber of Commerce, those communities, they struggle a little bit more in their business climate community. So
yeah,
you can definitely see that.
And I see, too, that the role of the chamber does change over time. And I see us really becoming more of the cheerleader of the community, being the place that's going out and promoting the community as a destination, as a place to live, place to work, that type of thing, a good place to do business. That's our role, is promoting the community at large as well.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts you'd like to convey to our listeners?
No, I think the role of the directors and the people in the Chamber of Commerce is we're more involved in the communities than we were in the past. You know, we're not just promoting business. We're promoting the community as a whole. I think between the both of us, we probably sit on like 10 or 15 different committees, you know, that are involving from healthcare to city involvement, the nonprofits that we support and so on. But that's what our goal is, to make the economy and the community very strong.
Right.
You know, so
and,
it's a lot more than
and
just
And being
that.
Involved in those mm-hmm. groups benefits our members because mm-hmm. we are making connections in the community. We mm-hmm. know who has needs in certain places. And our role as a Chamber of Commerce is to help match up those needs between members. Mm-hmm. And being involved allows us to be very successful with that.
Well, great. I mean, I've really enjoyed my membership with both of you.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed that, and I'm glad you don't smoke cigars, so that's
good
as well.
Away.
So we're working forward. Anyway, what I'd like to do is thank you both for joining the show today. I mean, I think it's been helpful. Hopefully your membership will get a chance to understand why you joined the Chamber of Commerce or other people that might be interested and see the value in it. Deanne, I have your address as exec director at peabodychamber.com. And I'll publish this in the blog as well. And
actually, John, I use president at peabodychamber.com.
Ah, okay.
It's easier.
Okay. And John, I have Jay Solms at Greater Beverly Chamber of Commerce.
That's it.
Okay. So I will put that in the blog, be able to get that. I'd like to thank our producer, Lauren, for hanging with us today and keeping us on track. And if you have questions for me, you can reach me at jking@headwaystrategies.com. Or you can Twitter me. I have a Twitter account now at jkinghsc. It stands for Headway Strategies Consulting. Thank you very much for listening. And I think that one thing, just kind of relate back to the chamber, it gives you an opportunity to get a great feeling knowing that you've built thousands of business relationships and friendships without outbuying them. So that's pretty good. So this is John King on the UR Business Network reminding you to continue listening to Making Headway because we can help you make headway.
The UR Business Network. We mean business.